It's not just Friday, but it's also kind of the beginning of the summer movie season to some extent. And Rafer Guzman is here to talk about some of the new movie releases coming out now, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Takeaways Popular Movie Date podcast. And Rafer, I want to talk about these three movies that are coming out that you went to see. And let's go first to Thor, one of many 3D releases. In fact, we're going to get more 3D releases this summer than 2D, I've heard. How is Thor?
Yes. So Thor, Thor is, I think, the first sort of shot across the bow for the summer season. Kenneth Branagh directing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a complete mess.
Really?
I thought it was loud, busy, incoherent.
I was hoping.
Yeah. Natalie Portman.
Accessible role.
Yeah, I know. You know, the guy I think everybody was curious about was Chris Hemsworth, who's a bit of an unknown in the main
lead role.
He actually, I think, seems good. He's got some charisma. He's likable. But the film is just so, it's so scattered and so messy.
You know, Garrison Keillor should have played that part, celebrating Norwegians,
Thor?
I think. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Norwegians, you know.
I don't see him as the hammer-throwing superhero type. Right.
Stellan Skarsgård, isn't it? So there you go. There's a little scandal for you.
Let's talk about this one, which is getting quite a bit more buzz. This is from the movie The Beaver, which stars Mel Gibson and himself as a hand puppet.
Bloody hell. Look at you. I'm sick. Do you want to get better? Who are you? I'm the Beaver, Walter. And I'm here to save your damn life.
All right, that is Mel Gibson and Mel Gibson.
Of remaking Schindler's List, is this a resurrection for Mel Gibson?
You know, I was hoping when this movie was coming out, I kept thinking, all right, Triumph or Trainwreck? It's going to be one or the other. And,
right.
And the sad part is it's really neither. It's just another sort of soggy, weepy Hollywood melodrama. And I have to say I was very disappointed that it wasn't either a comeback or kind of a self-immolation. It wasn't either one, really.
Jodie Foster stars in it and directed, although
and
she did,
it.
To my mind, correctly identify the fact that one of the ways in which film audiences are ready to see Mel Gibson is as kind of crazy.
As kind of crazy. But in this one, he's just sort of depressed, mopey crazy, you know?
Oh.
And I feel like the Beaver hand puppet with the Cockney accent, it's not clear sort of what
should
the movie is trying to do.
Should have focus grouped that one.
He was doing
a kind
of a Michael Caine accent there.
Yeah.
With his
I kept thinking
of
that old movie Magic. Remember that one with Anthony Hopkins and the creepy ventriloquist dummy? That's what I kept thinking about.
Well, I'm staying home this weekend, Rafer.
Well,
you got anything else?
Let's go to the last one, Something Borrowed. This has Kate Hudson in it as kind of the
mean girl,
girl, Jennifer Goodwin and John Krasinski, who many people love from The Office. How's this one?
I actually, of all the movies I reviewed this week, I gave this one my highest review rating.
You're kidding. Yes. Well, that may not be saying much, though.
Which is probably not saying much. But you know what I liked about it? It's a romantic comedy. Jennifer Goodwin plays a woman who sleeps with her best friend's fiance.
Right.
It's a romantic comedy. And what I like about it is John Krasinski plays the voice of reason. So he comes on the screen and will say things like, you're pathetic and your friend's a jerk. And I just feel like, you know, I don't see that guy enough in romantic comedies, and I'm glad he's here. So that was
my one.
Oh, wow.
So the Greek chorus wins Rafer over for the Something Borrowed.
Sleeps with best friend's fiance, though. Not a date movie, I guess.
But see, Kate Hudson stole the guy from her earlier on the movie. So in a certain way, it's justified. Something Borrowed gets a medium thumb kind of in the mid.
I give it like 2.5 stars out of 4.
But avoid The Beaver and Thor, says Rafer Guzman. Thanks so much, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Thanks, Rafer.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.